H to the C, motherfucker!
Parents on Film.
Hi everybody, this is Edna Fairweather, and I'm really excited to be back, and I'm really sorry for all of the people that have been waiting for a new episode of Parents on Film. It's been a long time, and after the last time, it was kind of a sad one. I'm really glad to be back and just tell everybody that Edna is A-okay. Everything's just doing wonderfully. I moved into the Whispering Meadows retirement community, and it's just nice. Josiah's still calling, and I've talked to him a couple of times, but we're just figuring things out, and I'm out of the house and in the Whispering Meadows. It's a retirement community, and I'm having a great time, and I just wanted to come back on the podcast to do another movie. Hello.
Hi, Edna.
Gary, come on in, Gary. Come in.
Thanks, Edna.
Scooch on over. You need to get close to the microphone.
The microphone? What's this whole thing for?
This is for the computer show, the Parents on Film.
It's a radio show, isn't it?
It's a computer radio, and my nephew John, he sends me a movie, and then put the movie on, and then we talk about the movie. Do you want to watch a movie?
I'd love to watch a movie. I sure hope you're not sore at me for dropping over like this. I just had some bad news for you.
Oh, no bother at all. What are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, Edna. It's just, I know you like Paul an awful lot, and he and I broke up today.
Oh.
You know the neighbor downstairs, Taffy?
Yeah, Taffy. Yeah, she's the loud one.
Will you believe that she burst in on me and Paul when we were breaking up?
Oh, that's just like that Taffy, always coming in without any, she just
that
she
girl ain't got no boundaries.
She just comes. Hello, just come on in, Taffy.
Taffy. Gary, holy sweetheart, how are you doing, Gary?
So we were gonna do the parents on film. Do you want to watch a movie, Taffy?
Oh yeah, yes, I'll watch a movie because
you gotta be quiet during because we gotta watch the movie and we
won't say a word. Okay. Won't say a word.
Okay.
I won't even say a word.
All right. Well, this time on Parents on Film, we're gonna from 1981. It's The Burning.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah. This sounds like just the distraction I need, Edna. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Edna, tell us about it. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just watch.
Go ahead, Edna, tell us
Taffy,
about it.
Taffy, yes. We're gonna watch the movie.
Ooh.
Taffy.
Ooh, put it on. It's movie time.
Taffy, just take it down a notch, would you?
Yes.
Please, Taffy.
Okay.
Planning to go camping? Don't. If you're looking forward to midnight swims, don't.
Let's sneak on back to the campsite. Get some matches. Build us a hot fire.
Don't be wrong.
And if you're thinking about being with someone but no one can see you, don't. Because this summer, a legend of terror isn't just a campfire story anymore.
They say he smashed his way through the bunk room door, just a mass of flames. Cried out, I will return! I will have my revenge! He lives. focus on whatever he can catch. Right now, he's out there, watching, waiting.
Who's there?
What happened one summer 5 years ago is about to happen again, and again, and again. The Burning.
Well, we're back. We watched The Burning, and I wish we could watch some. I didn't like Gone with the Wind, but I just doing these kinds of movies.
I have to say, this was not the distraction I was looking forward to take my mind off of my torrid love affair with Paul.
We saw some hoo-has.
Yes, there was
a lot of hoo-has.
There was two, three hoo-has.
I wonder why they show all them hoo-has and
watch out,
and there's never any ding-dongs. You know what I mean?
I agree.
I'm sure
we
like
Gary,
to see
Gary?
Some naked young studs in a movie that sometimes.
Oh, Gary, I think you know what I'm thinking.
Camp Blackfoot, and then this Cropsy, he's a drunk, and they say in the movie that he can strip the paint off the walls with his breath because of all the drinking. And so they didn't show him ever drinking. He's just sleeping.
Well, and nothing wrong with a drink or two every now and then.
But yeah, Artie Taffy, you got your wine there. You know?
Oh yeah, no, I just like to have. I get real thirsty.
That's okay, Taffy.
I make wine, and I make wine.
I'm not gonna put a gross head with candles in the eyes on you when you're sleeping.
Well,
and especially not if there's a can of gasoline on your bedstand next to you.
Well, Edna, sometimes it gets real cold in your bedroom, and you just have to keep a little gasoline under your bed.
Maybe it gets cold in your bedroom, Tabby, but it ain't getting cold up in old Gary's place.
Gary!
It's just that Paul's gone. It might be a little. I'm sorry,
oh,
Gary.
Edna, there's always another Paul around the corner.
Oh, Gary, you're a lovely person, but I don't know if that's appropriate. So, they set Cropsy on fire, and they said he was an effing Big Mac.
Woo-hoo. Oh well, did you see the lady of the evening? Uh-oh. Oh, did you see the lady of the evening?
Ooh. Yeah, there was a man. And
I know what she's doing.
Oh, that old girl's been around the block a few times.
She was bringing the man up to her apartment, and they were gonna do it for money. Ooh,
the wild monkey dance.
but then he stabbed her with the scissors, and there was blood and bleeding.
Did you see? Yeah. What's his name? George Costanza. But he was real young. He was just a young buck.
Taffy. Yeah,
ooh,
that's, look at that. That's the boy with the curly Mary.
I bet there was no shrinkage.
Oh, Taffy.
There, well.
That's right. That was from the Seinfeld show, The Shrinkage.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah,
Edna?
Remember that
no,
show?
I didn't care. I didn't care for
show?
It.
When his man part shrunk in the pool.
That show?
Yeah.
I didn't care for it, and I didn't care for this.
Shrinkage.
I didn't. Taffy? And I didn't care for this movie, and there was the boy, he was peeping in the naked girls in the shower, and
ooh, that made me want to go to camp. sexual perverts.
Taffy.
Taffy, dear.
Good Lord, Taffy. We're in Whispering Meadows. If you want that kind of activity, you don't have to look far.
No, well, she doesn't. And the boy with the curly hair that you from the other show, he's giving out the Playboys, and he says, Gary, did you see? He says, keep flexing the muscle. And that was so crude.
Flexing on the
and
muscles,
then all kinds of the sexual. There's no dates. They just go in the woods and they take off their clothes and they go in the water and then the boys hug the girls and the girls slap the boys in the face.
They're doing the wild monkey dance.
And it. It's just immoral. It's just. But,
it ain't nothing but filth, Eddie. It's a filthy, filthy, filthy movie.
But putting your things in their things and setting people on fire and bleeding. Bleeding. This movie should be the bleeding because there's so much blood and. Gross.
I thought it was bad too. I didn't like it either.
Okay, Taffy, you didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
We don't like it either. So I just don't think this movie and even if it, Josiah would. That's all. This is another episode of Parents on Film.
Taffy, don't you say another goddamn thing now.
Taffy, this is the end. I'm gonna turn it off.
Girl?